Jesus went everywhere and preached the gospel, and they were going along with him, and they heard it, and they believed it, and they came to follow Jesus, these true disciples and the apostles. So there was a time when Jesus was proclaiming the truth, and they had heard and believed the truth, but there's been a very interesting turn in the tide of things. If you've been with us through the recent sections of Mark, you know that that's no longer Jesus' plan. In fact, if you go back to verse 11, Jesus says to the disciples and the apostles, "It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables, so that while seeing they may see and not perceive, while hearing they may hear and not understand, otherwise they might return and be forgiven." Their past grace, their past forgiveness, their past believing. What has happened is, in all these months of ministry in Galilee, day after day after day after day, the final verdict of many of the people and the leaders in Galilee is they reject Jesus Christ. Not only do they reject Him, but according to chapter 3 verse 22, they say He's possessed by Beelzebul and casts out demons by the ruler of the demons. And that's when it says He began speaking to them in parables. They made their final verdict and they rejected Jesus. And now in an act of divine judgment, He cuts them off from any further truth. And so, in regard to the disciples, He speaks to them explaining the parables. When the crowd gathers, He speaks to the crowd in parables without explanation. From now on in His ministry in Galilee, He doesn't explain anything because they have made their final decision. Our Lord's judgment then is to withhold the light from that generation of Jews in Galilee who had finally rejected Him and were beyond hope. Now, the disciples and the apostles might say, well, wait a minute, is that the new plan? Is the final plan that you're just going to give the truth to us and it's just going to be this little tiny group and this is as far as the kingdom of God is going to go? And should we just go around pronouncing judgment on them? And this may be the reason why, you remember, James and John came to a village and the village rejected Jesus, and James and John said to Jesus, "Should we just call fire down from heaven and burn them to a crisp?" Jesus said, No. So that's what's in their minds. They have seen Jesus go from preaching the gospel, which they heard from Him and believed and entered into.